Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Welcome, everybody, to Close Up Radio. I'm your host, Jim Masters. A pleasure to have you with us today. We thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure when you're tuning into the show, and we thank you so much for being a part of our day. We love being a part of yours as well. Our very special guest is Carla Michelle of Carla Michelle Coaching and Consulting. She's an executive life coach dedicated to helping high-performing individuals successfully find harmony in their life and their business. She really enjoys helping high performers who have reached roadblocks personally or professionally to draw their skills and talents and get them to that next level. She says we need to strengthen their grasp on themselves and their businesses and their life. So it's about finding harmony between the career, the finances, the personal relationships without compromising authenticity. Carla and her clients work together to bring about a harmonious state of mind. Her coaching style really combines her passion to see individuals excel with the tools of marriage and family therapy and a PhD in business psychology. Carla helps her clients navigate everything from imposter syndrome and stress to coping with being overlooked for promotions. She says if clients are ready for a change, ready to do something different, Carla can help them move through the roadblocks they're experiencing. The commitment when she works with a client is to themselves. The goals that they've made are the decisions that they want for their life. The knowledge and the experience they've accumulated can be the foundation for the future. She says when you're ready to get uncomfortable and take the next steps in your life, Carla is there to help. She's most proud, too, of her clients who really put themselves out there. They're vulnerable. They're authentic. They're honest with themselves. They've invested in the work that it takes to be, you know, where they see themselves and achieve it. Her website is Dr. Carla Inc., that's I-N-C, .com, and Dr. is D-R, Dr. That's D-R, Carla, C-A-R-L-A, and then I-N-C.com, drcarlainc.com. My pleasure to welcome her live and direct from the west coast of the United States, Monrovia, California. Welcome to the show, Carla. It's a pleasure to have you here.
It is great to be here. It is great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm very, very fascinated about what makes people tick and what are some of the things that they really experience in their lives, in their life's journey, that point each of us into the direction of doing what we do, which we love and really speaks to the essence of who we are. In your life's journey, what were some of those things that sort of pointed you in the direction of wanting to become an executive life coach, really dedicated to helping individuals find that harmony in their life and in their business?
You know, it all started with understanding I needed support in a lot of decisions that I've made in my life, whether personal or professional. And coaching fits that. It fits that need that people need to have a partner walk with them as they go forward in life. I think of many times, even as a young kid, my thing was to help and to support, whether if I finished my classwork first, I'd go and help someone else. So it's always pretty much been in my blood. And then going in and a friend saying, you know what, you should think about becoming a therapist. My first goal was to get an MBA. And I said, you know what, yeah. And I agreed and I enjoyed it and I helped people that way through therapy. And then moved into the business side of it, which has always been my call in my life personally, and blending the two, the psychotherapy with understanding of how to do business, run business, and be business. And so who doesn't need support, Jim? Who does not need a partner in their journey of life and professionalism?
Yeah, that's right. That is so crucial to it all, and that support is essential. You've been doing this for a good long time, too, right? This is something that really speaks to the essence of who you are.
Yes, it is. Yes, it does.
You know, sometimes high performers, they've had success in the past, but then there are blocks that happen. Sometimes it seems almost like a roadblock in a way. What do you find is blocking high performers who've had that success in the past? And what are these roadblocks that they experience? Is it are they self-imposed roadblocks? Is it, you know, outer forces? Is it a combination of all of the above sometimes?
You know, I think you hit it with it being a combination. The biggest one is the self, is yourself. Having the maybe the insular point of view of how we can compartmentalize life in our profession, and knowing that there can be a harmony. We don't have to sacrifice for a title. And that can be a roadblock. And sometimes they've reached all they feel they can reach on their own. That can be a roadblock. Their mindset, their thought process, organizational change, something that may shake them. So different roadblocks can happen in different ways and at different seasons in someone's life. And it's nothing like, again, we go back to having that support in that partnership to understand what is really holding you back. And one thing about a high performer, they don't really need anyone at all the time. Sometimes it's just a punch in the arm. Well, I don't mean actual punch, but a little energy boost to understand.
Yeah, just a little nudge.
See what they're missing. Just a little nudge. Yeah, we got to be sensitive. Just a little nudge. And to just to have more, take them out of that insular view and widen their perspective of the opportunities. Because I really believe within us, we have the solution to every problem that we face. It's just a matter of sitting in it until you get the answer.
Yes, absolutely right. That's right. You know, it's you think it's the ultimate benefit that you provide to your clients, but there's so many things that you do for your clients. It's extraordinary. Is it to be a guide through this discomfort?
Oh, gosh, yes. Because, you know, when you talk about growth, Jim, I mean, I'm sure in your career, unless you're the perfect superhero that I imagine you to be, there is that moment in life.
You've been speaking to my mother again.
Yes, we talked earlier. It's just, you get really uncomfortable with things. And a lot of, you know, male, female, maybe we handle things a little differently. But either way, both of us get uncomfortable, both genders or however you identify, you get uncomfortable. And that is someone guiding, you said the word guide or partnering is another way, supporting, is something to help someone, letting someone help you see yourself. And that's the key, because once you know yourself, Jim, I really believe this, once you know more about yourself, because I don't think we can never know ourselves in the ultimate way, because we're always evolving. But once we know ourselves and understand how we react or we respond or how we strategically show up in our lives, once you know that, that guidance alone, once I'm out the picture, will help you continue to evolve through years and years and years until you know, you just want to stop. But that guidance is needed there. And that partnership and support is so important to help someone understand who and what they can do and who and what they are.
Yes, right, exactly. And I think that's awesome to realize that. You know, I see how this intersection of coaching and therapy really benefits. I mean, there's a lot of forward thinking that needs to be done, of course, but the past is still relevant. So if, you know, one wants to truly succeed, we have to look at it as a full circle situation, right? We have to treat ourselves as a whole person.
Exactly. Because we're more than just a title. And many of us can get stuck and chase a title. Well, we're socialized for titles. So we can chase a title, but we lose ourselves. And so finding that harmony between you, who you are and what you want to become in the sense of a title is very important. And then it also helps that interaction between psychotherapy and understanding coaching, because what I am able to do is understand where the person is coming from, some of the deep-rooted roadblocks that is holding them back from the next level that they would like to achieve, or how to handle when you don't get the promotion that you checked all the boxes for. It helps to, in the psychotherapy path, helps them understand to not take it personally, and what work can they do? How can they rewrite the narrative of this situation to where it works for them, or helps them see what can be done? Do they stay in the position, or do they move out? There's this term that me and a colleague are coining is called success gaslighting. And that's where when they've been promised a position and they've checked the boxes, but yet then the position is still passed on to someone else, or they're just put on the back burner and needing them to do other things until. And that takes a toll on their mind and how they show up every day and how they are going to do their work or lead a team. And so having the background in mental health is so important to help them understand and help me give some tips and tricks to help them overcome and how to still show up and produce the way the organization would want them to.
Exactly. That's part of this whole equation. I mean, do they know what they need when they first meet with you? And is there need to be some kind of exploration? How does that all work when they first connect with you? What is some of that initial process like? Are they already in need or desperate need, or are they just, again, really exploring, maybe doing a little advanced preventative measures?
I think it's a little bit of both. Some know what they want and don't know what they need. And that's the thing. You know, you want something, but then you work with me as a coach and you find out what's possibly really needed to obtain the goal that you have. And then there's also when we explore, I love doing clarity coaching or discovery calls to where I'm able to ask questions. There's a intake form where I ask, what are your three top changes that you want to make in your life? I will even ask if they've worked with a coach before, because some people have really not worked with a coach and they don't understand what coaching means. So that gives it an opportunity to define that and to see if there is a fit with my coaching style, with their needs and their wants. So there is a time of intake and conversation, and my hope is always that they're vulnerable and insightful and willing to show what they really, really, really need. And most of the time, it's something that I can support and partner with, and it works. And it's so good to see the change that is happening. Just from even sometimes just that first call, I've gotten feedback where they have reported that, like, even this has helped me. Even this 30 minutes, I am more insightful of what my next step would be, which encourages them to continue on with some type of program with Carla Michelle Coaching and Consulting.
That's terrific. You know, they have to be able to also be accountable and take responsibility for themselves, right? To be able to look back and say they were really a participant, very proactive in the process. That really matters in the end. So they can, you know, when Carla is not on the phone or on Zoom or in the room with them, they can tap into some of the strategies and methodology and sensibilities that Carla has offered during the conversations, right?
Yes, it's like you've been in my coaching sessions. That's so true. It's important to, you know, understand they can look back and see their wins. They can see where they've overcome. They can see their strengths. They can also understand their weaknesses. Weaknesses are not necessarily bad. It's just something that's there. You can work with it. And when they understand and see all that they've done, all that they've processed, oh, yeah, it sustains them. My hope is for years to come, but it definitely sustains them and keeps them and energizes them for the next steps in their lives.
It's really, really positive. You know, it's a testament to what you said about just trusting the process, you know, which is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Trusting the process is essential, and what you want can really only happen if you make time and space for it. How do we go about doing that? Trusting the process, and in our busy 24/7 technologically driven lives, make time and space for it. It's important to do that. The best investment you can make is in yourself, but
mm-hmm.
what's some of the ways that you show people to be able to do that and master that? Some people say, I don't have time to do that. I have to keep running and doing and going and checking my email and everything else.
Yeah, they have to trust the process because it's uncomfortable to make change. The new year, we always, commit to some change and some new decisions. But, they say you don't last past the first 3 weeks usually. So it's very uncomfortable to trust the process, and it is a process. Coaching is not a magic wand. As much as I feel I got the magic power, it takes time. It takes time for the client to realize who they are beyond what they've experienced thus far, and that takes time. It takes time for it to click and to be real and to be a part of them. It takes time. And in the process, everybody, we want something quick. And changing your life, changing your path, changing your outcome of what you want from yourself mentally, physically, financially, socially, professionally, it takes time. And that's where you become the cheerleader. Like, you can do this. You got this. It may take a moment, but we're here. It's a journey. You're going to see the light at the end of this tunnel. And it's as uncomfortable as it is, you are getting more comfortable each and every day, even though you don't see it. And it's trusting in the unknown. It's trusting in the coach. It's trusting in themselves and realizing that they have what it takes to meet the goal that they set when they decided to coach with me or be a client. And so it's so important, and I wish I could give a magic pill to where the uncomfortableness leaves, but it's a part of growth. I mean, if you remember, Jim, growing up, your knees or your legs hurting because you're getting taller. I don't know if you recall, but my son would say that. And it's a part of growth. It's uncomfortable. It may keep you up at night. It may, kind of mess up your day a little bit. But in the end, you're going to enjoy the results.
Absolutely. It does benefit when you have to reach for the cookie jar that's way up high in the cabinet as you're getting taller.
Right?
Benefits
right.
To
that's
everything.
The good stuff.
Right?
Yeah, you get to reach the good stuff, the stuff people are hiding from you. I mean, that's a great way to put life in what you want. People are hiding that cookie jar or putting it out of your reach. But if you allow this process of growth, you can enjoy those cookies whenever you want. Whenever you want.
That's right. Always keep reaching for that cookie jar. It's worth it.
Yes. Some people call it reaching for the stars. We're calling it reaching for the cookie jar. So that's good.
Exactly. And sometimes in order to be able to do that, you have to be resilient and resourceful. And resilient. Resourcefulness is very important in terms of the work that you do with your clients. These are two main things that people can really absorb from coaching, right? Tell us about that.
Right. It's important. Resiliency is how we make it in life. No one has the perfect life at all, and no one has the perfect career. It took resiliency, whether it's in school, academics, or, you know, knowing whatever you had to do to get to where you are, get to where you want to be. It's important to build your personal assets. It's important to build your skills, your talents, and to not, and when you're knocked down, to get back up again. It's important to be aware of your mental strength, your focus. Satisfaction in completing your goals. Resilience is needed because it takes time. It just doesn't fall in your lap. And, you know, also understanding that living in your best space takes resiliency mentally, physically. You've got to keep showing up. And I love when my clients keep showing up. And even when it hurts, even when I think they might not show up for a next session because of the intensity of our last time together. And I mean intensity because we're growing, we're moving, we're calling things out. We're recognizing what's not happening and what needs to happen. So when they keep showing up, that's resiliency and that's resourcefulness of and understanding how to use their skill and talent to get to where they want to go. So yeah, it's very important when it comes to coaching.
Exactly. What are some other things? You know, obviously the last 2 years have presented a whole new set of situations and scenarios that we've had to deal with, and some of it has been really a lot of it uncharted waters. We've had to pivot quickly, had to, you know, in addition to reflecting, we've also had to have new ways of just doing business and staying connected and relevant, the technological digital shift, which was already happening, really thrust upon people in the last 2 years. What are some of the things that your clients have been struggling with, looking for clarity, a little fear of the unknown, but still trying to make strides to be resilient and get through it all and get their teams through it? And at the same time, make sure that they're headed in a forward direction and not left behind by it all.
It's, you know, I think these last 2 years have, as you know, been the hardest in so many ways because personally you're affected, if not physically, if you were sick or you think family members, there's so much to deal with. And how do you keep harmony during that time, working and showing up? Your family, your kids are running around because they're not in school, or your parents are in the home because, you know, you want to come together during this time where you can't get out. There was that time where we couldn't get out and we couldn't see other people. And then still having to show up for your job away from everyone. So some of the things would be connection. How do you keep your team engaged? How do you stay engaged as the leader? That is very important. And how upfront were they to be with what was going on and what they were facing? Figuring out how to maneuver through conversations that somewhat were personal, which, you know, in the office we weren't used to. You stayed in your space and you talked business, and very few became personal. But yet now it broke down the barriers of what life was and what professional was. And I believe they merged a bit. And I believe we saw the leaders become more human and understanding and insightful, which I would hope, and I've heard for some, that it helped the growth and the impact of the team. So that happened. And then you have those that were laid off and having to maneuver and having to find themselves. But in some, this was opportunity. Opportunity came knocking. Opportunity was there if you opened the door. And a lot were able to become entrepreneurs in a way that they've always dreamed of. Some had the opportunity to go and quit and get something else that matched who they authentically felt they needed to be at that time. So even though the 2 years brought a lot of pain and uncertainty, it also delivered opportunity, an opportunity for success and engagement and team building and authenticity of us being humans way before us having a title and goals.
Mm. I like that. I like that. That's fantastic. Again, it's all part of that, right? It's all part of having these goals and trying to work towards them and bringing yourself to the table and believing in yourself. That is what is so essential. You know, I also love the fact that you have so many different services that you do. You do, you know, the one-on-one coaching program, six-month team coaching program, clarity coaching. Tell us a little bit about the clarity coaching. That sounds really cool. That's the first time I'm actually hearing it described that way. And I mentioned it earlier that sometimes we do need, in order to move forward, we need that clarity because there's such an overwhelm of information. There's an overload. There's just so many things coming at us in our lives now. Clarity is one of those great gifts. So then you can move forward in your life no matter what it is you want to do. And sometimes it includes a major shift. We've seen the great resignation happening, as people are saying. Mm-hmm. Seen people sort of searching for clarity. Who am I? What do I want to do? What speaks to me going forward? That's a whole new thing that has happened in a mass way out of everything we've experienced the last 2 years, which has been like a movie. The clarity can really provide solace and peace so you can effectively make those steps forward, right?
Right. You hit it right on the head. And that's what that is. That's a moment of clarity, next steps, open your mind, see the opportunity. Let's discover what you're not seeing. You know, another set of eyes, another set of ears. That is what's in a clarity session. And it's, like I said, people can leave that and really have some answers, really have at least the next step, or to understand what is blocking them. A lot of self-doubt can block. Imposter syndrome can block. Hurt, I mean, true hurt and disappointment can block. And just working through that, clarifying who they are, how they can show up, what's next or what could be next. People enjoy that. And, yes, that's part of what I offer, and it's a big win for them. And it's a big satisfaction for me when someone can leave a clarity session and really leave with value, really leave with something that sticks and opens them up. And like I said, it doesn't necessarily have to lead to working with me for my six-month program, and it usually does. But however, if it doesn't, they have something. They have that quick energy shot, as we said earlier.
Right, exactly. And that's what's really cool about all of this, right? It's it's just so amazing, you know, all of this that we are experiencing and how we can get through all of this. And you're there. You are there to provide that clarity. You've experienced it yourself. You know, coaches are getting coached too, right?
And that's, yes, right.
Some of the greatest. And also, in terms of people, a roadblock is fear of failure. That can really create a roadblock. But some of the most successful on the planet have failed at things several times and dusted themselves off and moved forward, or maybe even pivoted and reinvented. And that's where that resilience really, really comes in. I really encourage folks to go to your website, Dr. Carla, I-N-C, Inc.com. That's DrCarlaInc.com to connect with. You're extraordinary at what you do, and I love the fact that you know, the coaching style combines your passion to see individuals excel with the tools of marriage and family therapy, and having that business psychology. It all comes together. I can't believe we've got like 30 seconds left here, but
oh my. by.
I know. It went too fast. It went by in a New York minute. Such a great conversation. Yeah. We'll have to have you back. I would absolutely love that. Maybe hear success stories, expand more. But this was a real pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed the time as much as I did with you, and I hope we chat more down the line.
Thank you, Jim. It was a pleasure, and I hope to do it again.
Absolutely. Same here as well. You be well. Our special guest, Rochelle, Coaching and Consulting. I'm Jim Masters. Thank you for joining us on Close Up Radio as well. Have a great day.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.